Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Diva Phase of Our Lives. We have a really exciting show to discuss this week, but before we get started, I just want to make sure everybody checks out the blog at divaofdaysofourlives.com and follow us on Twitter at Diva Days of Our Lives and also on Facebook at Diva Days, and we're also on iTunes, so check us out there. Joining me tonight is the Diva, Carrie.
Hi, on Twitter I'm at Diva Abdul.
Diva Abdul, yeah. Okay.
Diva Abdul, yeah.
Diva Abdul, yeah. And are you still tweeting? You do live tweets every so often, right? You're still doing that?
Yeah, I'm not working. That's my problem. I have a hard time live tweeting.
Oh, yeah.
They won't let me do that for some reason.
Yeah. And check out the blog. And also, when you go to our blog, you can also find other Blog Talk Radio shows there. So check those out, too. And all our shows, plus all the interviews and that we've done, too. So that's another thing. So check those out. Let me bring, let's see. Okay. Anna, is that Anna? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Yeah, you made it. Yeah.
I made it.
Okay. And we have, I was just introducing Carrie, so they'll, and this is Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Yes, and you're at Quasi Hooch.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah, and I'm at Mama_Hooch, and I'll pimp at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, and also at Teo Penglis, and did everybody scream when you saw him come on? I have to say, it was exciting to see him on screen again and back at Days. So that was exciting.
For some reason, I was thinking he was going to show up at the end and not at the beginning. So it shocked me when I showed up when he did.
I thought, too. I thought it was going to be like one of those sneak things. We're going to see him for 2 minutes at the end, a couple minutes at the end, and then it would be over. But here he was at the beginning, and he was, standing at the door, and he says to Stefano, you just hear that voice. If you hear the voice before you see him again, it says, what might that be, as he said to Stefano, and Stefano was, shocked to see him. So he was standing in the doorway. Although, now that we have that little pint-size Demira mansion thing there, it's not even a mansion anymore. It's just so tiny, and it's just the effect isn't him. It would have been better if he would have come bursting through the doors. Father, father.
Yes.
Father, I'm home. Although he did say father a couple of different times. Yeah.
Well, they
that was what I wanted to see.
They were quickly establishing that Andre was really his son. That got out.
They said that. They said that. But I have a feel. It's going to be explored more as the shows go on, and they're going to flesh that out a little bit more. But that was the opening scene. Yeah, so we're going to find out, I think, more about that as time goes on.
It's going to be fun to watch. And who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, who of us trusts the Demira anyway? I mean, he could be many different, it could be many different scenarios here. But
he could turn out to be Tony. Who knows?
It's just a pleasure to see that handsome man on our screen again.
Yes, yes, in his three-piece gray silver suit or whatever. And speaking of the suit and everything, there was I don't know if anybody's read his Soap Opera Digest article, which he has with Stephanie Sloan, a really long, I think three-page article in there.
Is it in the one that's out right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he says in there about he met with Corday when he first went back, and he came all, dressed up or something, and, in his three-piece suit. Corday says, you're looking fine, Teo. And he says, I just wanted to see what you've missed these last 6 years.
My gosh. I love him.
So,
wonder what Ken did.
I'm sure, I know. I'm sure, Yeah, I'm sure he did. Yeah, I guess, you know. But so it's exciting to see him back after all these years. There's, you know, a lot of anticipation.
Oh,
so
yes.
What did you think about it? They didn't really, yeah, or whoever.
Yeah, I was watching the episode today, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna see 10 seconds of Teo at the end. No, in the very first beginning thing, I'm like, holy cow, because you don't expect that. You
right.
really expect a last second cliffhanger, just to, you know, and
right.
It was great, and I guess they wanted to go into more an explanation why he's there and who he is. Yeah, it's kind of interesting that Stefano knew immediately it wasn't Tony. You know,
yeah.
Because he did say, Andre, what are you doing here? I told you to lay low. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure,
so
they'll go in and, you know, hopefully explain why he didn't die, how he didn't die, and what the whole scenario there. You know, going back and see. Like to go back and see what that history, explore a little bit more. I would like to see, explore a little bit more of Andre's history, you know, about that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so that would be interesting. No.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It was just, it just brought me back. I mean, I've been only able to watch sporadically lately with all this health stuff going on with me, and I just felt like we're getting back to the old days, but in a good way. I mean, the good old days, but not like it's updated for current, but it's starting to feel, it's starting to have that, the days of the golden era that I fell in love with days feeling to it.
Right. And I think it was kind of all, this was just a little bit part of his first return, like the setup coming back to check on Stefano.
Mm-hmm.
Stefano's been sick, and he's trying to kind of find out what's going on now with why Stefano had Bo, you know, because he doesn't seem, because he was questioning him about that because Abe came, you know.
Yeah. I love how quickly Andre was ready to get rid of Aiden if Stefano wanted to.
Yeah, did you see him go over? It was kind of weird. He
do
went over, like,
him?
Standing by the door and telling him to leave, you know, just, you know, get out. But yeah. So that was interesting, and I think a lot more. There's going to be, from what Teo said and tweeted, and that there's like a lot more to come, especially when he confronts the people of Salem. Like that's what's going to be. There's going to be a lot more when he publicly, and he's going to do it publicly. You know, and it's supposed to be at the.
That's going to be awesome.
So that'll be exciting to see. So.
Yes.
Wow.
That was definitely.
What's that?
It was definitely a pleasure. I'm looking forward to seeing Teo in scenes with Billy Flynn too. With everybody.
With everybody.
We've never seen
and
him in scenes with Billy Flynn, that would be.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and it was nice to see him with Joe, too, and he came over when he first came
in.
He kind of kissed him on the forehead, and then he went back over and had his hands on his shoulder, and he stood there, and he, you
know,
leaned down.
And kissed him again.
Kissed him again, yeah. So
yeah, that was sweet.
That was good to see.
Yes,
now,
definitely.
Yeah, so now the other big thing is the redneck tie murderer. So I thought that was very exciting at the end. What did you think of who? Do you think there was at first I thought, okay, there's going to be a twist. And then they showed Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end we see, I guess we should start from the beginning, that we saw that it was Ben. Okay, we know that by now, that it was Ben. And I thought, well, wait a minute. They're sure wrapping this up quick. Maybe there's a twist. There's a reason why he had those ties, or was Clyde in on it? But now, I don't know. There was an interview with, is that his name, Robert Wilson? Is that his real name?
Yeah, Robert Scott Wilson.
Robert Scott Wilson. That obviously he is, and he's more or less saying that he is, and that he's already been done with days. But yet, he was one of the actors that was never mentioned that was leaving, which made me, right? Was it ever mentioned before? to a
no,
point
I think they were trying
that
to, it like they were probably trying to keep it, probably.
Keep it a secret,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was a secret, but he's been Instagramming pictures from him shooting a movie. So just like Sean Christian, we knew Sean Christian was leaving or had left because he's shooting a movie.
Yeah.
So it's hard to do days in a movie at the same time.
True.
Especially a big movie. Yeah. So yeah. I kind of figured he was gone. Yeah.
Going off topic for just a little bit, when you mentioned Sean Christian and in the movie,
mm-hmm.
did you see those pictures of him?
Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow.
What?
It didn't even look like him. Did he either he lost weight, he buffed up, cut his hair real short, but it just did not, I mean, looked pretty good.
Are you seeing that?
Yeah, it's on Sean's Instagram. Yeah, he's got
tattoos
and like a goatee. He looks like a real
badass.
He looks like a total badass. Oh, my.
I mean, it doesn't resemble him at all. Yeah, he looks, I mean, a totally different look altogether than the Daniel look.
Oh, for his movie,
yeah.
Huh? Well, cool.
Right. Yeah, so anyway. Okay. Does anybody want to talk what they thought of how they did and set up the whole revelation
I just
of who
heard
the
about some
was?
Of it. I haven't seen
some
of
it
yet. I saw some of the episodes but not some of that yet. So.
Of course, you know, we knew it wasn't Chad. I mean, and what struck me when I saw was Rafe. And then first, I thought, this is going to be a red herring. But, you know, Rafe is trying to figure out, he keeps looking at that bulletin board where they had all the clues. And then they saw him looking and they showed it up close. And it said, they had it redneck murder because you couldn't see the word tie. And they just showed redneck murder.
Oh.
Redneck. When he looks at this, and they're redneck. Okay. So it has to be at that point. Okay, it's Clyde or Ben. And I've been thinking it's been Ben for the longest time because I think even, I know Angela has said about it too, that how Ben has been acting. And just before that, Ben had just gone off on Abby when she, Abby and Chad,
when he saw them.
In the hospital room, I think, because I guess first Chad came in and thought something happened to Stefano, but he had just been taken for tests, and so he like really flipped out on Abigail and was going to end the engagement thing, and they had this really big fight. So anyway,
and Abigail was basically telling Chad that she knew he wasn't guilty, and that she was just kind of trying to show support, you know.
Right. So then it shows Rafe's taken off. Well, in the meantime, Marlene is in her office, and of course, she gets attacked by somebody in the staring with the red tie and everything. And they had somebody was saying about they had some really good scenes with like the fight, the struggle, I guess, was done really well, coordinated really well, that looked realistic. So I thought it was done really well. You could just see when that person ran out, that it was a tall, lean, looked like a younger person to me anyway, when they ran out. And right before that, Chad had gone to Marlena and was getting, he had gone under again. He was having trouble remembering. So then he walked down by the pier, and also the pier is back, everyone. So they brought the pier back, if you noticed. And they had chunks of wood laying around, so Andre better just stay away from the piers.
But that was Tony, but I thought the same
Tony.
Thing
it was
like
Tony.
Same thing, like that's the pier of death,
the pier of death. And
the
it showed as he's standing there's this big hunk of wood laying to the side on there. Oh gosh, but that was Tony, yes, but we never know Tony Andre, but yeah, he just needs to stay off the pier. So he's there at the pier, and then he has these memories that he was in a fight with some guy, long haired guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's all excited, he wants to go back, I think, and he's headed back to the hospital to tell Marlena that he had these memories. So as he's coming back, Ray's coming back, so he comes in, frightens the guy away, runs past the guy, and of course he comes and picks up the red tie. So it makes it, and then Marlena wakes up and sees that it's Chad, and she's scared, and she thinks it's Chad. So then he runs off, and then Rafe comes and finds her, takes her to the hospital, and she more or less tells everybody that it's Chad. Does anybody else want to pick up and say what happened after that? Did you guys watch?
You know what, I didn't understand. If Chad wanted to prove his innocence, all he had to do was run and get Marlena some help, medical attention. Why the hell didn't he do that? He could have yelled for help. And how did Marlena get assaulted, basically, like, 5 feet away from the nurse's station and no one heard her? I couldn't understand that.
Instead, he stood there, took the tie in his hand, picked it up, and I know he was trying to get her help. Yeah, that's true. Instead of running away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
Ben, if he's trying to frame Chad, why would Ben buy cheap-ass 100% polyester ties when no Demira would be caught dead in a 100% polyester tie?
Yes, which makes everybody, that's what made me think it couldn't have been a Demira. They wouldn't have had the cheap ties, for one thing.
Great.
I think even Rafe brought that up about the ties. And Rafe always had his doubts that it wasn't Chad. He kind of was always on Chad's side. Yeah, he still doesn't think, even with Marlena saying that it was Chad. So he, and of course Justin wanted him to, and John Black's, he's going all like hero, wanting to go rush off and get Chad and everything. But
You know what's funny too is they're watching the Demira mansion like a hawk, and who just shows up at the mansion? A dead guy. Nobody notices Andre Demira is in the mansion. And that just cracks me up. They're surveillance on the mansion.
Good point.
They're looking for Chad, and Andre shows up and nobody notices.
Good point.
Good point. Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
That was funny.
I thought it was all well done, and I know it kept, it was the first time that it was really done well. I thought it kept my attention, wanted me to, watch again to see what happened. And so as that was going on, you're wondering, okay, well, then they pan and they show somebody, Marlena's in bed, and they show somebody coming into the room in dark clothes, and here she opens her eyes, and it's Daniel, like, looking over her in dark clothes. And I thought there was the end, and I thought, oh, no, it is Daniel, because there's been rumors out there that it is Daniel. But then they still pan back to Ben, and he looks like he's sitting on the couch, and he just, like, looks, he's looking at these reports that I guess, all had. Going back a little bit, Clyde also was a suspect, kind of, as the whole story plays. He was, like, running through the park, and he runs into Jennifer, and he has, like, he was running away from something. He was all out of breath, and he was in a black jacket, which kind of made you think maybe it was him. But then he went over. Yeah, and that's when he went over and he told Ben not to run off and get married, because he wanted to run off and get married with Gabby. He said, they're looking for Chad. Marlena had told him, had said that it's Chad. So Ben's looking all relieved, and so then you see him go and get under the bed and bring out this box that had the ties, but the gloves, the black cover, the hooded sweatshirt. He takes a weight, puts it in, and takes it down to the pier and throws it into the water. And that's kind of more or less how it ended. So, but there was also speculation out there. Oh, everybody was kind of disappointed that it was Ben, because it was just, because they said it was somebody you wouldn't suspect. But don't you think Ben was kind of a suspect all along about framing Chad? He's the main, him and Clyde, who else? And everyone was saying Daniel, but what motive would Daniel have had to kill Serena and especially Paige?
I think people were just projecting a bit. They wanted it to be Daniel. Everybody kind of knew Sean Christian was gone, and they thought, we know Daniel's going to die. I don't know if people, sorry, that's a spoiler. Daniel's not leaving town. He's dying. So, and like I said, that's supposed to be not serial killer related, I believe. So I think people were assuming that he was the killer because he wasn't going to be the victim, but we all knew he was dying. So, but like I think there's so much Daniel hatred out there that people were hoping he was the killer so they could hate him more, to be honest with you. That's how I feel about it.
So I guess the serial killing is done now, right? Been through all that stuff in the... So I don't know. There might be more twists and turns, or so there's more, right? Daniel's not going to be a victim, right?
No, Will's getting killed off
Will's
next.
And he will be by the serial killer then?
I believe so. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you know? Mm-hmm. Did you hear anything about how Daniel dies? Accident? Or you haven't?
No,
is that?
No.
Is that
all
there?
I know is I think. No, I think he. It's not a part of the serial killer thing. He gets killed another way. Yeah.
Okay.
So it could be anything. It could be It could be illness. It could be he gets hit by a bus. Who knows? No idea.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Okay. But that's kind of what was exciting, the whole setup there, and I kind of enjoyed watching that. So I don't know. I guess everybody was hoping maybe for somebody else, but it's been more or less, then he had that interview. So, and I've heard he's already gone from days. So, Anything else? There's a lot going on too.
Oh, yeah. Well, A. Martinez.
A. Martinez.
Yay!
He came back at the beginning. Came on Monday, I guess, at the beginning of the week. So we had A. Martinez at the beginning of the week, Teo at the end. So that was excellent job with Cassie. It's a shame. She's coming out, and now I see what everyone was talking about.
She's amazing.
Exactly.
Now she has good material. I'm actually dang, now I'm kind of, it's a shame that they're,
leave it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she had great scenes with him. I mean, about with Paige when he came back. She calls him Eddie. I guess she knew him as Eddie Larson instead of Eduardo Hernandez. What did you guys think of them making the connection with Paige and then making him also connected to Rafe and Gabby and the whole Hernandez thing?
I think it's interesting. But you know what? We never really had that on Days of Our Lives before, but there are men who do this. They start families and they leave, and they start another family and they leave. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be psychologically interesting to see why he does this. But I don't want him to be redeemed, like a Bo and Steve type of way. I'd rather him say, I was an asshole and I left. Know what I mean? I know guys who, made babies and left them. I mean, it happens all the time nowadays. And, and I think A. Martinez is freaking amazing. And I loved him on Santa Barbara. He looks amazing. He has amazing chemistry with Cassie DePaiva. I hope they bring her back. So I think letting her go was a mistake. But she's
They were great together. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great
for
scenes with Kate. Yeah.
I mean, she's sincerely mad at him, too. But at the same time, too, if they started having sex, she wouldn't be surprised. They have that much chemistry.
Yeah. Well, they got to put him with somebody. I mean, really, come on.
Oh, yeah.
We can't waste that. Please.
You can't waste that. Don't waste A. Martinez. He needs to take off his shirt.
I know.
You know what's amazing is he managed... with their writing and his acting, he managed to be, in my opinion, likable and almost redeemed before he even starts out, even though he would normally be somebody we would all loathe because he left two families and dry.
But maybe we'll find out why he did. Maybe there's more of a reason.
He's really a good actor. Oh my gosh, he's really good.
Oh, yeah. Did you see him? His lip was quivering, and you could just see it's just like it was truly his own daughter,
I know. Looking at the pictures.
Same with Cassie.
Oh, my gosh. And the writing, I will say this, on I watched Friday's episode live. I was determined to watch Teo's Return live, so that's the first time I've watched it live in quite a while. But I think I've seen Mondays and then Fridays. But this A. Martino scene, or whatever, Eduardo, like seeing Gabby and the baby and real life, daughter, granddaughter and everything. And
like Gabby couldn't have picked up that stuffed animal by herself, but
I know,
anyway,
right?
Like
yeah,
when I'm
exactly.
sitting there, when I even had my little kids, I'd have them in my lap, and I would have just got up with them, hold them, went over, bent over, picked it up. Yeah, but
yeah,
sir,
a
stranger,
a silly thing.
Could you come pick this up for my daughter? Yeah, it was. I could have.
Yeah.
The meeting could have been just done a little bit, like
a little bit better.
But
yeah.
anyway, but yeah,
but
anyway,
he's really. You can tell he's. I mean, I hadn't seen him in anything in a long time, but he's really something else. I'm excited for what a treat to have. I think I even tweeted something about what a delight to see Teo Penglis and A. Martinez on my screen on the same episode. I mean, what a treat, you know?
Yeah, they were both on Santa Barbara.
I hope you can see them in scenes together, maybe. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were both on Santa Barbara, but not at the same time. A
but
was gone by that point. And the thing with Q is bullshit. So I'm pretty sure the story was, I mean, they knew Sam Barber was getting canceled. They never brought back A. Martinez. Like, they didn't have a big shebang ending. They just went with the characters that were already on the show. Like, you know, we're for our 50th, you know, we're bringing back all the vets and all their vets. So when Sam Barber got canceled, they didn't bring back A. Martinez and Marcy Walker, they were the biggest couple of that show. And I guess I didn't even ask him. And I'm like, what the hell? It wasn't a good finale for Santa Barbara.
No.
I loved that show. It's still my favorite soap. I loved that show.
I think there's a lot, between Teo's fans and the people that have missed seeing A. Martinez on their screen for all this time, I have a feeling they're going to get some good bumps from all this, I hope, you know?
Oh, yeah, I would think, yeah. Yeah, with all these returns and stuff, big returns. And I saw Eddie check and Kate, like, looking at each other and checking each other out. So
I think that's
going
to be interesting, too. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be fun to see Kate... to see Ray, I would love to see Ray get jealous of Kate with his, you know, it's like, this is not the first time Kate's been
There's Ray and then there's Eddie. Ray and Eddie. Oh, please.
Wouldn't there be a nice sandwich there, though?
I'd rather see an Andre and Eddie and Kate.
Oh, I'm teasing. I'm just teasing.
What I'm saying is
this is not the first time she's worked her way through multiple generations in a family. So,
see what you mean. The father, well, E.J. Stefano.
That's what I mean. And she almost, I mean, Justin is a Kyriakos. He's not. Victor's son, but
nephew,
kind of like a son, and
almost.
She almost went there, so I don't know, but I think lots of fun stuff ahead. I'm looking forward to the next. I mean, my only real complaint is that there hasn't been enough Kate, and of course, I've only gotten to see a little bit of what Kate there was this week. I know you guys might want to talk about more detail. The only parts I saw so far was just, I saw a little bit of Wednesday's show as well, Mondays, and then a little bit of Wednesdays and Fridays. And on Wednesdays, I know Nicole finds out that Kate's the one that's the other backer, you know, for basically Black,
she,
Teresa.
She found out.
And they had some good scenes, but I didn't get to watch the rest of it. But I know on Tuesday, I kept hearing what a phenomenal job Cassie and Lauren did in scenes about. So if somebody wants to talk about that, because I didn't get to see that yet. So otherwise, I would do my Kate.
Yeah. I saw it. It was they were, she was in there and she came in and saw her, and I guess more or less she told her what it was like to lose a child when she
yeah.
thought she lost,
right,
because she did think that they were dead at one time,
right?
So
right.
yeah, they were talking about that, but then she did get them back. So she said it was a little bit different, and then she kind of even apologized about even comparing the two, and she told her, you know, not to worry about it, you know. Yeah, so they had a nice. I don't know if they're.
I know that's what stood out to me. I was going to mention that the writing on Monday, the writing for Monday's episode that had so many of those good scenes with A. Martinez and Cassie and mm-hmm. and others, was Melissa Salmon, and then on Friday was Carolyn Coulton, and so Taya's return. I haven't seen the other ones to look to see yet, but I was like, man, the dialogue was so good in both of those episodes that it's just making me think, oh my goodness, there's hope for Days yet.
Oh yeah, and then when he finds out, you know, when he runs into Eve
right.
finds out that he more or less tells Eve that that was his son, and then she's the one that goes and tells Rafe
that
Paige was his sister. Yeah.
Gosh, so, I mean,
and then he goes and he runs into, well, he also runs into Eduardo, you know, and mm-hmm. doesn't want, really wants him to leave and not have anything to do with Gabby or anything.
Yeah.
And Gabby
well,
still
and
doesn't
I know. I know you can't stand Rafe, but I'm actually glad
yep.
they're finally exploring some of their backstory, because the mom's always been this mysterious mom that's never appeared, and originally Rafe was supposed to have been raised in a monastery and all. I mean, they changed his story a few times, so
they changed.
I'm glad they're doing it the way they're doing it, because it kind of reminds you of the old school days where there's, you know, these secrets from the past and stuff like that. I like that.
You know, they even mentioned Dario.
I forgot about Dario.
Yeah, they even mentioned him. And actually, right, Rafe was getting a little bit more likable there when he was like, you know, he was always getting on the Demiras and stuff, and it was like he was having more of an open mind, and he was, you know,
he's been believing in Chad, so gotta love him
yeah.
for that.
Yeah.
So what's this deal with Abe not having any money? I guess I haven't seen enough to find out.
Well, he must have a lot of gambling debts. The guy
gambling,
in his hand,
yeah.
because he's not playing, his gambling debts. And that's why he went. That's how Stefano got a hold of him
that's
to do what
got
he did for him.
Stefano.
That's how he
okay.
got involved with Stefano, yeah.
But we still don't know why Stefano has Bo held hostage.
Yeah,
somewhere.
We don't. Yeah, and even Andre asked him, "Why did you want him to,
yeah.
you know, induce Hope and, you know, break up Bo and
yeah.
Hope? Like, why?"
Right.
So And then now we look like Bo is trying to escape. Now Steve, and I'm really enjoying Steve and Kayla again. I have to say.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That romance again.
Yeah.
That's building up again, and the whole thing with Joey.
Yeah.
Stowed away in the plane, and the conversation between Steve and Joey, and saying about, you know, he may kind of got through to Joe, and he came back because Kayla said how he's been different, and he calls her sweetness. I love when he calls her sweetness, and says, you know, this when he finds Bo, you know, things are going to be different. So, and it seems like she's kind of warming up, to, you know, to him. So,
mm-hmm.
and then she goes and tells Hope she just wanted to warn him that Steve is looking for Bo. So,
mm-hmm.
So it's getting Hope thinking again. And then Aiden, I don't know if Aiden's going to come clean with Hope. He almost did, you know.
Spoiler-wise, it sounds like he does.
He does. I think he says.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, that's pretty cool. It's nice to see
yeah.
him actually confessing for a change.
Right.
And
yeah.
trying to hide
right.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a neat twist. Yeah, I have
now,
to say, this week. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Now, do you think he had true feelings for Hope? Does that ever come out, or was this just, see if, you know, did he eventually have true feelings, or he never, you know, he was just working for Stefano. He doesn't have feelings for Hope. They never really established that.
Yeah. But,
is that just play acting on his part?
The way Daniel Cosgrove is playing it, though, I got the impression he does have feelings for her. Or at the minimum,
okay.
He doesn't dislike her at all. You know,
right,
I mean, I think
right.
there's, yeah, she's, you know, he's not being, you know, he's not rolling his eyes at her or doing anything like
right,
that.
Right,
back, well, behind
right.
Behind her back. He seems kind of genuine, but I guess we'll find out
yeah.
next week. So.
Okay.
Well, it's finally, Days is finally must-see TV again. I mean,
yeah.
there have been a lot of time. I mean, especially now that the coast is clear and there's no elephant involved or anything. I mean, seriously, I had trouble watching it for several months, really
oh,
off and on,
I
because
I
just couldn't. I just
writing.
Was cringeworthy. It was just cringeworthy, and I just it was almost too tedious for me to even stand to sit and watch it at all. But it's really getting good, and you know, and so. Yeah, and it's a shame that, I mean, Cassie DePive has really been doing great. I mean, she's finally had some good material, and because mm-hmm. up to this point, it's like the character's been so selfish and so really narcissistic that you really can't even feel for her, really, you know? Mm-hmm. And so she's been more of a, like, one-dimensional character, and now she's three-dimensional, and she's actually getting, Cassie's actually getting to show some of why she's, you know, people... why she has such a following, you know, and it's a kind of a shame, like you guys said, that it's happening now after, you know, all this time, but anyway.
Yeah.
And then Adrian, it looks like Adrian and Justin, even though Justin's just
yeah.
a jerk.
Oh,
but,
isn't he an ass? Oh, Justin
yes,
was a nice
is.
Guy. Now he's a jerk. The power of the DA went to his head. And all of a sudden, he's going all curiosus on everybody. You know, he's just tough curious. And he was the one that was trying to get away, just like Tony was trying to get away from. So now, but now he's, you know, embracing this, you know, bad guy
and
or
then,
nasty guy thing. So.
And then Adrian's now got this health scare, and she's starting
Joe,
to.
Yeah.
So
her mom has cancer, and she wants to be tested for that, you know. If she's
mm-hmm.
more likely to get it too, so
mm-hmm.
yeah, I heard that's coming up too. So that might be a storyline that'll, you know, bring her and Justin together.
Yeah, I really, really like Lucas and Adrian though. Like,
and oh, and Lucas was on again with his little buzz cut. You know,
I know. Boy, I'll tell you, I hope they keep.
Yeah,
his
oh, he did something
to
his hand. I wonder if Brian really hurt his hand. He had like a cast or a something on his hand.
Yeah, and then Daniel Cosgrove had something on his finger, had a cast on his finger, one of his fingers, I think, too.
Yeah, well, that was because it got broken. On
that
was part of the storyline.
That was part of the story. Okay.
Now Lucas was supposed to be playing basketball. Something.
Yeah, but that,
but I,
that
yeah.
came out of the air, so you wonder.
That
if
came
he
out
hurt
of nowhere.
No, yeah,
that's why maybe he really did hurt himself playing basketball. I don't know. He didn't really say anything more. Oh, and another thing that they've been, remember how they said they were saying they're going back in that history, and they said it was saying about Petrov or whatever. Well, now they brought Britta up again, and it was a young girl that was posing as Britta's daughter to
well,
lure Beau.
When I saw her, and I hadn't thought about that character in years, but when I saw that girl, I was like, oh my gosh, she just looks just like that girl who plays
just
Britta.
Yeah, but she was paid off to, you know. And so Steve went to see her, and that's how he got the lead on Bo. So he's going to, you know, he's one step closer to finding Bo. So.
And then we find out that Victor's been, quote unquote, pouring money into this research in Mexico somewhere.
For Caroline.
For Caroline, because she really doesn't have Alzheimer's. She has a different neurological disease that they don't have a cure for at all or any real treatment. And the same treatment protocol would be what they're doing. Would be doing for Alzheimer's anyway, so they're just letting her think that that's what it is, but it really isn't. So I thought that was interesting. So, and that was supposedly what Beau was looking after when he got off track somewhere, something happened. So anyway.
Yeah, and there were some good scenes with Kayla and Caroline, you know, when they were talking about, you know, and yet Caroline knows that there's something, you know, she knows. Going on, that she's kind of slipping away. That's, you know, because she's seeing Sean and still seeing Sean and things. Well, we have a couple of callers. Want me to bring any callers on now? Do you have anything more, guys? Think of anything more that was happening?
I just want to say, If anybody missed this week, go back and watch it. Because I think, actually, this might have been the best week of the reboot.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. This was the best week. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. With all the returns and the murder, the redneck murder. And yeah. And with Steve and Kayla. Yeah, there was a lot of... And Victor, too. Victor was on.
Mm-hmm.
I think even Maggie was... Julie was on, too. They were at the mansion, or the Martin Manor, or whatever, fixing that up. So yeah, it was a good week. So I hope it continues on into the 50th and into next year too. So I'm going to make both callers on. I think this is Kenneth, and I'm not sure. Hello.
Hello.
Kenneth.
Hello.
And I'm bringing up the next caller.
Hey.
845. Hello.
Hey. Jen.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jen.
Oh, hi, Jen.
Okay, hi, Kenneth. Kenneth and
hey,
Jen.
Hey.
Hi. Hey. Okay, go ahead.
This, y'all, this show was absolutely awesome this week. It was absolutely awesome. You know what? I didn't know what to believe because at first, I'm kind of going to work backwards, okay? First, I'm going to start with the murder, the murder, the reveal of the murder. I thought originally it was Daniel because when the door opened, you saw this masked figure, and then it kind of like, okay, it waited a like the character waited a moment as if they were taking, you know, the clothing off, and then he steps into the light, and then bam, there you see Daniel. I'm like, okay, why is he dressed in black of all things? Why, you know, and then you see Ben, characters played by Robert, and I must tell you, this adds so much dimension to him because, you know, he was getting bored. He was getting, in his interview, he said that he's happy that he got the chance to play Ben this
right.
way because, I mean, it was getting kind of boring. It was getting kind of boring. And so, I mean, it's just wonderful. And then you have Eduardo with Ace Martinez, and you have Cassie DePaiva, which I told you guys that she was awesome, and I just think they
you
wrote
were
her,
right.
They
yes.
wrote her into,
yes.
They wrote her into, you know, they wrote her into a corner.
Yeah.
They wrote her into a corner, and it's my belief that they didn't, you know, it was kind of too late to fix that. It was kind of hard to fix because they had already wrote her into a corner. So what do you do? So hopefully, you know, they can rectify that character and break her back, kind of like how they did the other character that played Taylor and Ava, because they really just wrote her into a corner. And it was fabulous. I mean, everything was just absolutely gorgeous, exquisite. All those big words, good things. That's what it was. It was good. It was really, really good. It was like a chicken pot pie. It was just wonderful. It had everything in there. Everything in there that was needed. It was in there. And we also saw the debut of Lonnie, who is
we forgot to talk about that. Yeah, the new cop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you guys right now, I pray to God that they do this story right, because that helpful right there can act. You hear me? I saw her in the sex trafficking story on All My Children. And she has she had, I'm actually surprised she didn't get nominated for her role on that show, because she had me in tears, and y'all know how much of a pit bull I am. She had me in tears.
Okay.
And so hopefully
so
they'll do
think
that
she's
right.
We Abe's daughter. That's kind of where they're going with that.
Well,
be Abe's daughter.
I'm speculating because her I don't remember her last name, but they made a reference. And this hasn't been in the story yet, but when they were talking about her particular character, it's the daughter of one of Abe's old flings before he got with Lexi, and I think she was some type of singer or something, and you know, so she could be his daughter, which kind of makes sense, because really Abe really ain't been doing a whole lot, too much of nothing, and so
yeah,
and so
we need something
so
for
always,
Abe, a story or something.
So yeah, so now everybody has something to do on the show. There's not one person on the show that's really not doing anything, and it kind of brings that dynamic back, because you have her, and then you have Theo, and now that they have sore-edged him, you know, so you got that dynamic going on. And then, you know, I mean, there's so many things that they can do with that story. I mean, there's so many different levels that they can go. And, you know, Teresa, Kate, and Nicole are going to be wonderful.
A great combination together. Yeah,
I can just imagine the type of gowns and things that they're gonna make for the bicentennial. It's like fashion porn.
I'm just waiting to see. Nicole with Kate go at it. Oh, he's waiting for the fashion porn. I just want to see Kate and Nicole and that go at it. Yeah.
Yes, honey. I mean, it's just a lot of different things, and then you have Carolyn with that, you know, with the thing that she's doing, and coming to find out she doesn't have Alzheimer's or dementia. She has some type of virus or bacteria or something that is kind of the same, you know. So that's interesting. And I'm kind of interested to see who the new what's name is going to be. I mean, as far as the character and all that stuff, who's exiting the show? They said it's supposed to be a big exit in the new year, so that's going to be interesting to see who that's going to be, because we already know Will is leaving. Thank God, because we already know that Daniel's leaving, but they said, you know. Think that has yet to be revealed. I think that's going to be in 2016, but you know, this year almost out anyway. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's just luscious. I mean, it's just really delicious right now. What's going on? It's so much stuff. I think I'm skipping over some stuff. I really don't know, but it's really going to be interesting, because you know, Chad threw his cell phone in off the pier the same. So, you know, I wonder if somebody's going to find that, going to find his cell phone and then find, you know, the necktie and stuff.
Yeah, and Chad is hiding out. Abigail is hiding him out. So I was going to say, Jen, did you have anything you wanted to add that we haven't covered yet, or what you think?
I want to know where Kim and Shane are.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Yeah, especially Shane, and it's his granddaughter, right?
Yeah.
His granddaughter was killed. Yeah. And I agree. I was wondering that.
You know, maybe
they're the only ones that aren't back, you know.
Maybe,
all the couples seem to have been coming back. They're not?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Maybe Eve didn't tell them. You know, I don't know.
You know, they're doing this for the 50th, and they were one of the biggest, big super couples. I don't understand why they're not coming back.
Yeah.
I just
they should have been there.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe they're coming back. We don't know. I know that they had said somewhere in a publication that they have some more people coming back. That they're not going to release their names because it's supposed to be a surprise. So it's like kind of one of those things, kind of like one of those cliffhanger type things when you see people show up. And,
it's kind of hard
and
to keep a surprise anymore, I think.
Well, it's
social media
Do you remember when? You remember when Michelle Stafford went to GH? No one knew she was going to be on GH until she was on the cliffhanger. I think it was on a Friday episode, and bam, there Michelle Stafford is. You know, because it wasn't publicized anywhere. You know, it wasn't put in no publication or anything like that. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean.
Or when Duke went to General Hospital?
Yeah,
that was. But then he didn't. He's gone now. So, but I still have a feeling he'll be back. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll be back.
You know, you guys, it is. It's. I'm telling you. You can see. I see Josh Griffith all over this because I'm telling you if Dina was doing it by herself, we would already be fucked. We'll be lost.
Yep.
Already.
Yeah.
It's like okay,
wonder if
I'm
she'll
about.
Be back. Maybe she won't be back. I don't know. I don't know how long of a leave she's taking.
I'm kind of curious about that. You know, I wonder if they brought her back for that short period of time just to get Josh acclimated. That's what I'm kind of wondering because she had already left. I mean, she was kind of like one of the characters herself. Before her work started, she was already gone. So that's interesting. That's interesting to me because, I mean, it was such a short time, and you know, she already gone. So that'll be interesting to see. But these stories, I mean, there are so many potential other stories, and you know, and Galen Gehring said it. You know, the stories that we're seeing now are umbrella stories that they're going to branch off into other stories that are even better than the stories that they're telling now. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting
good.
To see and having everybody, you know, doing things. And, you know, we have yet to see Miss Matheson, and I'm interested to see this new Philip, see how well he does. And
yeah, there's a lot more people to come back yet.
Oh,
you know, Bill and Sean are supposed to come back, and Philip, and so there's still a lot more returns to happen. And the 50th anniversary too. When I always like it when the whole cast gets together and they have a story with the whole cast being involved somehow. So that was always fun. But
you know, it's going to be some very interesting stuff going on because the Olympics is next year. So I'm wondering. If some of these cuts and returns are going to be around that time, with the you know kind of like they did the days after when back in 2012, you know kind of left us on edge for 2 weeks, you know. So that's interesting because they're filming. I think if I'm not mistaken, they're probably for spring now. Have written for spring already, so. I mean, because they're 6 months ahead, aren't they? So that would put them.
They're in March right now.
Yeah, they're
March.
They're probably
yeah.
March, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like I said, it's gonna be interesting, and like we still got more people who's gonna be coming that we don't know about, and I'm kind of interested to see how and why, more importantly, they kill off Daniel. And Will.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious to see. You know,
And where
just
want
finally Nicole gets happy, you know. I guess are they going to go with? I guess Eric is staying then. I mean, I guess. You know,
yeah, he's
kind of Eric
he's Nicole kind of a contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg Vaughn. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean,
he resigned. He has a new contract.
What happened
yeah.
to Paul? And you know, Sonny has. You know, I wonder if they're recasting Sonny because I mean, because he's not coming back, obviously. But I mean, you know,
they
just
coming back a short time, and then he's not staying though.
Yeah, but you know, yeah. they put out all of these casting calls for all these people, and they've casted them. We haven't seen them, like the two doctors, one from Australia, and then Dr.
Yeah, Felice. We haven't seen him yet.
And then you got this bodybuilding guy. I forget his name, but he's supposed to be coming on there. And all these different folks. I mean, we just don't know, you know, when and who, you know, these people are and who they're going to be playing or the case may be. And why would you kill off Will? I mean, so where are
yeah, that is what blows my mind there, the
mm-hmm.
character of Will.
And then
Sonny won't be back.
Oh.
So you have Paul, and then who's there for Paul? You know, Paul gets it. Yeah, so who's there? What's Paul, you know? You had the gay storyline. And that was great, but now you've lost two of them, and you just have Paul. It would have been nice to see Paul get together with Sonny or Will or whatever, but, yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do there. Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's been wonderful, y'all. I want to ride this
yes.
bad boy till the wheels fall off.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens next week. So anything else before we wrap it up here? I don't think we've covered just about everything.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Just real quick, not that it may not be, you know, important, but my movie God's Not Dead 2 comes out. It'll be out in theaters in the spring of next year, close to Easter time. Ray Wise is in it. Jesse Metcalf, who was on Passion, is in it. Melissa Joan Hart is in it. It's awesome,
sounds
you guys.
Good.
It's really awesome.
Oh, that's exciting.
He was also in Dallas, isn't he?
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing a red carpet. Kenneth, you're doing a red carpet for
Honey, I always do the red. I get red carpet in my house. Honey, what you talking about? So I don't have to worry about it because see, I when that time comes, you know, I've already been pumped and primed for that moment because you know I'm just saying if you stay ready, you ain't got to worry about getting ready. That's all I'm saying.
Amen.
I love it.
Amen.
I'm ready.
Well, that's great.
Look,
if you stay ready, then you don't have
though.
To worry about getting ready. I love it.
One of y'all
going
to have to. One of y'all go. I'm gonna see if I can take all. When the time comes, when I'm at the level where I, where the stars and things are, you know, y'all gonna have to be with me. You know, because
right.
I don't want to do anything by myself. You know, I like having. You know,
we could be your entourage. We could be your entourage.
Yes, yeah. honey.
Kenneth and
there you
girls,
go.
Diva girls.
Yes, honey. Yes, the divas with the diva, honey. Yes.
That's
don't,
right.
don't forget about us.
Yes.
We could be the divas.
You guys are so crazy.
Kenny Kenny the diva and his divas.
Honey, yeah. Look, Days of Lives is gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to hear about renewal. I mean, I think we deserve. They need to give us at least two or three years because just
we gotta go beyond.
Yes, we gotta go beyond 2016.
Oh, and one more thing before I know Marianne, you're trying to wrap up. One more thing is they did announce the book tours. Coming up and the locations
the
and stuff. Some of the Days actors may be coming to a city near you. So be looking out for that.
If you live anywhere near those cities and ever wanted to like meet any of them, you know, that would be the time to go and get the book and have them sign it. It'd be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Fun.
Love you guys.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's
all right.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye,
everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.